Guns spark countless hotly debated issues about their place in American society. People carry them for many different reasons. Some use guns to commit crimes, but others hunt, use them for self-protection or for recreation, like shooting targets or clay pigeons. Whatever the reason, activists say the person behind the trigger should know at least basic, fundamental gun handling skills. One South Dakota woman is making that notion a reality. She's teaching a gun safety class to ladies. Nancy First is the South Dakota coordinator for the Second Amendment Sisters, a national volunteer women's group that advocates that the use of firearms for self-defense is a basic human right.
Our mission is really political. It's to protect the Second Amendment, our right to keep and bear arms. But in doing that, the best way to accomplish that is to get women familiar with firearms for self-defense and get them shooting.
First says women are often scared of guns, and she wants to change that. She says her mission is to expose women of all ages to guns and get them comfortable with firearms so they know how to use them responsibly. She says her class does just that. First is the organizer of the 2013 Ladies Handgun Shoot, a gun safety class for women only that is held at the National Guard Range in Rapid City. National Rifle Association certified range officers teach and supervise participants one-on-one. The women get to choose the type of gun they'd like to shoot. They select from different caliber handguns like .22s, .38 specials, and 9mm pistols. Paper plates are the targets, and the ladies are welcome to shoot until they're either tired or they run out of ammo.
Shooters, you may handle your guns. Shooters, you may load your guns. Is the line ready? Line is hot, range is clear, you may fire.
Annette Bissinger lives in the Black Hills and has recently taken a liking to firearms. She says she has taken the ladies' shooting safety class in years past, but she keeps coming back.
I originally came because I just wanted to buy, I thought, one weapon for self-defense. And then I found that I really enjoyed the sport of it. Yeah, so I bought my first one, and then I bought my second handgun, and then I got a rifle. And it's just, I just have found that it's just a lot of fun. It's social, which I didn't realize, and being able to go out with a group, you know, and just do it safely and just have a lot of fun. But yeah, the self-defense aspect was the primary reason why I got into it.
Bissinger says the gun safety class has made her more confident about handling a gun.
Yeah, because I think if you're going to have a gun for self-defense, you really should actually practice and shoot it and be comfortable, because the worst thing you can do is own it, never really use it, then need it, and then have somebody end up taking it away from you because you're too scared, you don't know what you're doing, and then they hurt you with it.
Bissinger says she has gained valuable knowledge from the class, and it's empowering. Fellow shooter Linda Christensen also lives in the Black Hills. She says things happen fast, and she wants to be prepared. Christensen remembers one frightening afternoon when she was at home alone.
And I heard a jiggling at the front door, and I figured, what must be the wind? All of a sudden, the door to the mudroom opened, and two men walked in.
She said she confronted the men and told them to leave. Luckily, they did, and Christensen lived to tell about it.
And I went and I locked the back door, and I went down and sat down in my bedroom, and my heart was just pounding. But the next morning, I went out and bought a .40 caliber Glock, and it now lives in a holster strapped to my bedpost.
Other women have different reasons for toting weapons. One says she has a stalker. One says she frequently travels to the southern United States and is scared of snakes and armadillos. Others say they live outside of town or spend time in the hills and feel vulnerable to predators, both people and animal. Self-protection seems to be the most common reason for ladies to learn gun safety, but Julie Mueller says she is taking the class because she not only wants to protect herself, she wants to protect her family.
Well, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And let me tell you, there's a few times that I haven't had it on me. My purse is a lot lighter, but I just think, oh my gosh, you know, what if today's the day I needed that gun?
Mueller says she hopes she doesn't end up needing to use her gun. But if so,
if the situation arises, I'm going down trying. I'm not going to be a victim.
Whatever the reason for the ladies taking the gun safety class, they all agree that arming themselves with the knowledge of how to use a gun properly can help save their lives. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Amy Varland in Rapid City.